Regressing is something you must be careful, you must watch out for. So regressing can only happen when you become complacent. Always remember that. Never, never become complacent, even if you have cultivated until very stable, very different. Unless you can reach the cultivation of non-regression, means you can complete the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way beyond the 8 ground. There are 10 grounds. The 8th ground is you will never regress. Means you will always progress. So cultivation is about understanding, never be complacent. Constantly, diligently, sincerely with the faith, you move on until you have the embodiment of Noble Eightfold Path with you, then you will never regress. This is how we move forward diligently, step by step, without the slightest deviation. So this is very true. The other thing about regression is Dharma cultivation is very strange. You see, like I always explain, we are over the years of cultivation, after my nature have gone through all the training, my nature come to realize, initially when you start your cultivation, you tend to have a lot of ups and downs because you have not developed a clear understanding of what this cultivation is. This right path. And because you like that one, so certain life you come, you may encounter some good karmic conditioning and affinity with the triple gem. Then you met up with the enlightened being or great beings. Then you learn from them and you develop virtuous cultivation and understanding. But then later on, because of your heedlessness in the past, negativity of karma, then in future life, you may no longer have this condition, then you fall. So what happened is, I remember when I was young, I played this game, snake and ladder, snake and ladder. That was a very good analogy. The snake and ladder initially, it's quite easy to go out. You throw the dice, then you go out. Then as you go out, you will find problem because when you are complacent, not careful, you will hit a spot where there is a snake that actually causes you to slide down. So you slide back a bit. So initially when you make mistake, you slide back a bit. So not much of a problem. But after you have cultivated quite well, you must always remember, don't make that mistake to be complacent. Otherwise, when you slide back, it's very severe. And remember, under that snake and ladder game, this guy that created the game is quite smart. Towards the end, before you reach your goal, means accomplish and win the game, you have to throw the dice to that accuracy that you exactly hit the 100 step mark goal. But whatever over or below can cause you problem. So there is a very long snake that takes you almost all the way down to square one. So many people hit that very long snake. Then they realize they have to start all over again. So they will have to be very careful. Then you need to have good karma, good parami, in order not to step on all those things. Even though it's just a snake and ladder game, what I want to tell you is, before you have the true understanding of the cultivation in the path, you tend to have this up and down, like snake and ladder game. But Dhamma is very beautiful. When you understand already, that life, when you understand, especially like now with the Buddha Sasana and the great window of opportunity, if you know how to make the affirmation, the vow, the causes and conditions for you to have all this right view and right understanding whenever you arise or choose to come or have to come, you must have this understanding. when you make the affirmation, then all of your future life is taken care of. Then when you are on the right path, with the right aspiration, vow and determination, sincerity and faith and perseverance, you will come to realize very fast that this cultivation is not difficult actually. When you have the understanding, when you make the sincere, diligent, perseverant, and have the faith to plant the seed of Bodhi, to develop that very strong affirmation and vow, then when you sincerely, through faith and understanding, make that vow to go this way, to plant the seed of Bodhi strongly, so that you will have this right view and right understanding life after life, whenever you choose to come or you have to come. Then this affirmation will give rise to the very firm Bodhi mind. And this Bodhi mind, they will take root. Then they will be the one that actually give rise to the causes and conditions for you to receive all this understanding. That's why planting the seed of Bodhi is the first step. There are 5 steps of Bodhi mind development. The first one is to through faith and sincerity and affirmation and determination, through power of truth, power, sincerity, wholesomeness, and power of merits, etc. To make this vow and affirmation to go the Bodhisattva way, to take the 4 basic vows, and to have all the right view strongly affirmed, following the yellow card I have given to you. Once you do that, your cultivation becomes different. It will give rise to the causes and conditions for you to have the affinity with the Triple Gem, have the right understanding life after life whenever you come, whether you choose to come or you have to come, whether the sasana is there or the sasana is not there. So the snake and ladder game is because when the sasana is no more, most people become heedless and deluded. Then they lost their way again. They wander in samsara for very long. So when you have this condition and window of opportunity or golden window opportunity like this sasana, you better make sure you go all out to make the affirmation so that your future is all secure. Do it. Do it. Never waste your time. So with this sharing, I hope by now it's clear to all Kayamita what you have to do. This is the best condition. So if you plant the seed of Bodhi, seriously vow, develop the faith, the aspiration, and invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to walk this way, so that you will have all this right view, right understanding, and right cultivation arising life after life, whenever you have to come or you choose to come, or whenever your form and mind arise. So this is most important, okay?